Hello, I'd like to call the meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Community Services District special meeting to order. Roll call, please.
President Still.
Here.
Vice President Graves.
Here.
Director Simon.
Here.
Director Tatro.
Here.
All right, thank you. All right, now is the time for public comment. The public may comment on any item on the agenda that is before the board for consideration. Any person wishing to speak must come up and speak from the podium. There will be no dialogue between the board and the commenter. Any clarifying questions from the board must go through the chair. No public comment. Public comments are closed. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to our legal.
The board will meet in closed session. The board will meet in closed session items as it appears on the agenda regarding the conference with real property negotiators. We're official.
I'd like to return to open session. Legal.
The board met in closed session and there's no reportable action out of closed session. Thank you.
All right, thank you. At this time, we're going to adjourn.
Oh, there we go.
All right.
Oh, really?
Hello and welcome to the Town Discovery Bay Community Services District regular meeting. At this time, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Would you please stand with me and pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
President Still.
Here.
Vice President Graves.
Here.
Director Simon.
Here.
Director Tatro.
Here.
All right, thank you. At this time, we'll have public comments. The individual public comments will be limited to a 3-minute time limit. During public comments, the public may address the board on any issue within the district's jurisdiction, which is not on the agenda. The public may comment on any item on the agenda that is before the board for consideration. Any person wishing to speak must come up and speak from the podium. There will be no dialogue between the board and the commenter. Any clarifying questions from the board must go through the chair. So I'd like to open this for a public comment. Do we have any comment cards?
None filled out.
Would anybody like to come to the podium? All right.
Hello, gentlemen. I've never been able to address you guys since I resigned. And I just wanted to take a second to address you all and thank you for the 2 years we spent together. And Kevin, I want to thank you for being a good role model. And I learned a lot from you in the short time we worked together. Chris, it was a pleasure working with you. Mark and Ray, you guys are a lot of fun. And I hope you guys do really well in November. So, good luck. And Rick, it was a pleasure. I really enjoyed your insight on a lot of issues, and especially policy-based issues. That was a lot of fun. And Virgil and everyone else, Farron and all staff, please let them know that it was an absolute pleasure over the 2 years. So, I just want to say thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
Would anybody else like to come to the podium? Now's your time. Okay, well, at this time, I'm going to close public comment. All right. Rick?
We have one presentation this evening. I believe President Steele is going to present former Director Dawson with the obligatory going away gift. I'm sure he already knows what it is because we had to ask him his size.
They got the color.
I'm not going to touch that.
European vacation.
And I just wanted to, from a staff perspective.
Thanks,
Brian. Thanks, Brian.
From staff's perspective, I just wanted to thank Brian. for all the help he did with us on the board and with his work in the community. And one of the first things that he was interested in when he joined the board was getting the basketball court installed over at Regatta Park. And as we know, that project was recently completed and open. And tell the girls we miss seeing them, if you will, for us, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Any director's comments?
Directors, yes. Director's comments or reports? What do we got? Oh, actually, yes. I did go to the transplant committee meeting last Thursday, and there was, it's nice to know there's a lot of grant money coming into East Contra Costa County to continue to widen the bypass and to change the intersection, Sand Creek and others. And that will make it much more pleasant for us to get from here to the bottleneck at Highway 4 and Hillcrest, which is always fun to get into. But at least we can get there quicker. So there was a closed session. There was no action taken in the closed session, and that's all I have to report. All
right. Thank you.
Thank you. All
right. I don't have anything new to report tonight. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to the consent calendar.
I will make a motion that we approve the consent calendar.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Public comment.
Public comment, please. No public comment. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 It's unanimous. New business and action items. Nominees for independent district, special district selection to the LAFCO 2012 Community Clean Water Initiative ballot. The establishment of a budget ad hoc committee and the adoption of resolution 2012-07. Turn it over to you, Rick.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's a board, public. The first item this evening is the request from the Contra Costa Special Districts Association to appoint from their membership a nominee to sit on the LAFCO Special District Representative seat for the next 4 years. There are two nominees for that seat. The incumbent is Michael McGill. He's with the Central Contra Costa Sanitary District. And George Schmidt is with the West County Wastewater District. Both of those nominees have to be nominated by their boards by resolution that has taken place. That information is included in the packet. Mr. McGill was appointed, I believe about a year ago, to fulfill the remaining term of our former director PFOS spot on LAFCO, and he is seeking a reappointment to that seat. This is one of those appointments that you have to make in person at the Contra Costa Special District Association meeting, which is on April the 16th. It is a 10 a.m. meeting, and our designated representative to that committee is President Steele, and our alternate is Director Simon. So if you have any questions, at this point in time, we'd be up to the board to nominate and appoint someone. It could be the board can designate if the schedules don't permit the primary or the designee to be able to attend. They can make they can select another board member to make that.
All right. We'll get it worked out. All right.
I used to go to that meeting a lot, and the member that George Smith has been an alternate on that LAFCO for many years, and my invocation would be for George Smith.
Well, all I know is that when Mike McGill, within the second or third meeting that Mike McGill was there, he was appointed as chairman of that committee. So I guess he had enough confidence, first meeting, enough confidence by those other LAFCO members on the board with his experience as an engineer to be appointed as a chairperson of that committee. Other than that, Chris, you've gone to the LAFCO meetings. I haven't.
I think that Mike McGill has demonstrated he's most qualified with his engineering background, and I thought that was a strong suit, and I've seen him lead the LAFCO this last year, and I think he's got everyone's respect on his position there. So I would support Mike McGill.
I would acquiesce to that. That means I go along.
I'd make a motion that the board nominate Mike McGill to serve another term as a representative on LAFCO.
I'll second.
Like, is that pretty much the
who made the second?
Sorry, both of us.
I beat him.
You got a second in the first.
Any discussion? Any comments? Okay. All right. Public comment? Okay.
And I think the board would need at this point in time just to designate a board member to make that vote.
Can I make a suggestion on that? We have another meeting prior to that meeting. Yeah. Mark needs an opportunity to take a look at his schedule, I believe.
Right.
And can we make that designation at the next meeting? Because I would be available if the as a third, but let's let everybody take a look at their calendar.
When is it again?
April 16th at 10 a.m.
Oh, at 10 a.m.
in Martinez.
April 16th.
Monday.
Mr. President, board, if the board wishes to do so, the board can select a primary, a secondary, and if the first two can't make it, then they can choose tonight a third person if they wanted to do so.
Okay, well, I'll be primary on that.
And if one of you can't make it, you're making the decision this evening that says if President Steele can't make it and Mark Simon can't make it as alternate, then either Ray or Kevin, Director Swisher.
I won't do it. I think
then I,
Kevin, you'll go.
Yes. Does that need to be a motion?
All right. So
I would
be secondary.
I would make a motion that Chris Steele be primary, the director, Simon be secondary, and if neither one can make it, then I will make that appointment.
All right, perfect. Any comment?
Okay, there's two motions on the floor right now. Neither of them go
on that.
Yeah,
one.
There was a vote on the first one. You're correct.
Restate that, please, Ray. Ray's got it.
What? Well,
we could just vote on the first motion and then vote on the second.
Okay.
The first motion and second was the
third.
You already have a motion and second.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a motion, second, third, and the first.
So I'll have to make a motion that.
No.
Ask for a vote on the first.
Ask for a vote on the first.
Call for the vote.
On item one, or call. Ready to. All's in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Claire.
And make a motion.
No, second item.
Just for clarification, second motion is that President Steele be primary, Director Simon be secondary, and Vice President Graves be backup to that if necessary.
And I'll second it.
Okay. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. No problem.
The next item before you this evening is the 2012 Community Clean Water Initiative ballot. As you know, property owners have recently received in the mail ballots for their properties that are that have been generated from the Contra Costa Clean Water Program. The Clean Water Program is generated as a result of state and federal mandates to clean water that enters creeks, lakes, the delta, and the bay. Each property is assessed a value based on, is assessed a fee based upon the assessed valuation. The district has owns 13 parcels that are subject to that fee. Of the 13 parcels, they range from a low of $1.14 annually to $568.48 annually, for a total annual of $1,829.89 per year. This is the first year. The initiative does expire in 10 years, so there is a 10-year sunset, and staff is looking to the board this evening to seek direction on how you would like staff to vote on this measure, measure for each of our parcels.
All right, please.
Okay, here we go. The county really trying to pull a fast one. They sent out this ballot that was there, you know, this thing that was all pro, there was no opposition to it. They've totally skirted this whole thing. This is a totally bad deal, and I would vote no.
Any comments?
I would agree. I would agree with what Director Simon, Director Tetra said. I would at least agree in the no vote. Without the commentary.
We're not voting yet.
Yeah. Just the public comment.
Sure.
Okay. I'd like some public comments on the Contra Costa County Clean Water Program. Is anybody familiar with that? Not to comment about it?
Okay.
No comment. These are additional fees they're going to put on each of the parcels for a program that may be redundant or wasn't managed properly. So I'm going to vote no.
I need clarification on what action the board is going to be taking and how that action is going to occur, please.
Well, the motion would be that we direct staff to
vote no on our parcels.
Staff, can you help me out with that question?
You have three options for you this evening. You can direct staff to vote yes on them, you can direct staff to vote no, or you can direct staff not to vote. If you pursue a no vote, that's the desire of the board, then I would suggest you make a motion and have a second and have a direct staff to vote no on each of the three.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
Okay, motion.
Any comments?
I just have a question. When I read the pamphlet that came out, it sounded like it was a done deal, and it wasn't a done deal. And the more I read in the newspaper, and then I watched the supervisors meeting on TV, and I thought, wait a minute, they haven't come to any conclusion on it, but they want us to just say, yes, it's okay. Am I right? Is that right?
That's it.
Okay.
Got it.
All right, any more comment? All right, this time.
You go, babe.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Oh, wait a minute, we didn't make a motion.
Yeah, no, you did. No, all those in favor of telling staff to vote no, no, and I say aye.
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 It just was one of those ayes for no's things. That's
yeah, vote.
That's what
I'm
saying. Direct staff to vote no.
Yes, vote no.
The next item before you is, at our last meeting, staff presented to the board and the public our mid-year budget review. And at that meeting, it was requested that staff come back at this meeting with the establishment of a budget review ad hoc committee, similar to the committee we had last year. We're pursuing that, and we have that action item before you this evening. Last year, board members that served on that committee were Directors Simon and Directors Tetro. And we had three members of the public that served on it. We had Mr. Galen Ziegler, we had Christina Era, and we also had Mike McCleary served on that committee. We are prepared to distribute a press release. It's attached to the package this evening. Plus, we would also go out and seek out folks to serve on the committee, similar to what we did last year. So with that, if that's what the board would like to do, we would recommend approval of the recommended action.
Any comments?
I'll swear again.
I'd like to chair that committee.
I would. I liked the process. I think it worked well, and I think it engaged the public. And I would encourage us to move forward in that same direction again this year. So therefore, I guess I would make a motion that we accept the proposal as made to us by staff, that we in fact do create an ad hoc committee here tonight, and I would, as part of that motion, appoint two board members from the board to be on that committee. Does that have to be part of the motion, or can we do that at a secondary motion?
You could do it either way you want to.
Same with the two of you, was it?
Yeah.
In that case, then I would as part of that motion, nominate Director Simon and Director Tetro to that board, and then allow that board to determine who the chairman is going to be.
Perfect. Do you got a second or no?
I haven't yet.
I second.
Any comment, public? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All on a side note, I spoke to the CSRS group last week, and I ran to Mike McCleary afterwards, and he jumped up and down when I mentioned to him that this was going to be coming forward, and he's looking forward to serving again.
Amen, Mike.
Glutton for punishment.
All right. You've already been to it, so you can't complain.
The next item I have for you this evening, this is one of those items that it's a good safety net for us if we move forward in this direction. It's a no harm, no foul type of an item. And it's a resolution that would allow expenditures that we are incurring now to be financed later if the board determines that we move forward with the financing plan. For example, if we were to bond our projects. The resolution is required pursuant to IRS rules and regulations. And an example of that, one of those projects right now is the biosolids project that we're doing. Even though we're funding it right now, it gives us the ability later to throw that project into the overall project plan if we so choose to do so. It doesn't tie our hands, we don't have to do it. We don't ever even have to act on this resolution. But since we're working on the project right now, it's I think good business practice that we go ahead and include it at this point in time. We've spoken to two different consultants that have both recommended this, and so it seems to make sense. And I know that at two separate meetings, Director Tetro attended one, and Vice President Graves attended the other one, and the information was the same in both, and so that's why we're bringing it forward. It just seemed like the right thing to do. So with that, I'm looking for board authorization and approval of the resolution.
Yeah, I just wanted, this is an absolute no-brainer, because it has no effect on anything unless we move forward. But if we do move forward, it still doesn't affect anything, but it gives us options. That's all it does. It's that simple. And I can see that Ray attended a meeting and got the same information that I do, but I would highly recommend to the board that we accept this after sitting through that meeting. And therefore, I would make a motion that we adopt this resolution.
I'll second
it. Yeah, that's right. Public comment? Okay, close call comment. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Turn this over to staff and Bailey, please.
Thank you. I appreciate those last few items. The next item this evening is Bernie Sadler is going to give you an update, his monthly Veolia report, but he's also going to discuss the SSO that we had.
January, end of January,
that we had a little over a month ago over on Willow Lake Road. And he was going to bring a video. It wasn't quite ready to go yet, but we will be bringing a video to the board to show the board and the community the actual segment of sewer line that backed up. And we have that on video. We can show it to you, and it shows some of the dips in there and some of the situation. It's actually pretty clean. It's G-rated, trust me. Anyway, with that, Bernie, please.
Thank you, Directors. What we want to do with the video is that we found some issues, and so we went back and did some troubleshooting and some cleaning, more cleaning on that same line. So we want to show you what it was before and after. So we want to put both of those videos together, so when we do the presentation, you see before and after, and you know, what we were dealing with in that area. So for the month, we continue to on our safety record. We're over around 915 days and on days of safety without an incident.
That's fantastic.
We did have a minor issue at one of the plants with one of our vehicles, but we got that directed, so we sent the whole staff into a defensive driving course just to refresh them to pay attention when they're out driving. on the water side, we continue to do troubleshooting and improvements. We got a jockey pump over here at Willow that we've been troubleshooting that has a bad seal, so we're waiting on parts on that. We ordered some new valves for the backwash tank here, and also ordered a new chlorine analyzer that's currently being installed. we produced a little, almost around 62 million gallons of water back in February, and we had no issues with our back tees. On the wastewater side, we continue to replace valves at plant one to help that plant run more efficiently. We replaced valves on clarifier two. We also replaced the ARV on at plant two to help the clarifier run better and give us do the job it needs to do. We continue to pull some pumps that need work and send them out for repairs, and continue we are doing some testing on our UV channel, so we drained both sides and cleaned it, and we found some issues that we're currently working on with the UV system. All 15 lift stations are working. We received almost 40 million gallons of raw sewage last month. Down here on the collection, I added that section to your report, so you'll know where we're at and what are we doing on the collection. We flushed a little bit over 21,000 feet in the month of February, so we're up to about over a little 47,000 feet we've flushed since this year. And we did find some issues over here on Willow where we had the SSO back in January, and we have been kind of really concentrating on those areas in the last couple of weeks, mainly going back and forth and getting, we found a lot of buildup on grease and mineral deposits where it's just hadn't, no cleaning been done for several years, and it's just buildup. We found a manhole over on Marlin that was almost just completely covered with mineral. It went from an 8-inch almost down to about a 2-inch strip. That we had, that the town had to get somebody in here and get chipped out. But the TV camera found that. Like I said, once we get the video done, you'll be able to see the before and after of those issues that we have had to recognize. We have inspected 117 manholes. We found issues with about 7 of them, and they are being addressed by the town. And we continue to troubleshoot lift stations that have some issues. We're trying out a new ultrasonic sensor. A lot of the old lift station has bowler systems, so we're trying some ultrasonic systems to see if they work better. On our wastewater parameters for our permit, you can see there we're still doing very well on our parameters. I added 2 more parameters to your list there, which is our monthly removal. And you can see that our permit is 85 and we're in the high 90s on BOD and TSS. So things are running well right now at the plants. And we continue to do our PMs, and we had just a few call outs.
Go ahead. I'll show you. As far as PMs, how current are we with PMs?
We're pretty good. We got a little bit of backlog because we're going through the system, that we found a lot of PMs that were originally when we first come in 2009, and since our new contract in March and May, had some things have changed, so we've kind of updating our system, but we're staying in the 75-80% range on PMs.
And how about staff?
We're full staff.
That's what I was waiting for.
That's good. Whatever. Yeah, Bert, you know, we have Thursday. We have this meeting with Veolia, and I'm on that subcommittee, and I've got to say that it's been really good meetings. We have great dialogue and feel very comfortable with Veolia. You guys are doing a good job. And, coming to those meetings are a pleasure.
Yeah, I missed the one we had today, but I think we are benefiting.
I'm okay with it. And I looked at that letter, and we got that from the regional board, and it relieved our UV.
Yeah, it's going to. We've got a public hearing coming up, and I believe it was in June, but okay. It should help us on some extent on our NTU, which we read now on an hourly basis. Mm-hmm. Now we go to a 7-day media, which will free up a little bit, but it does give us some certainty we can't go over. It's going to be immediately, so we will address those as we get closer.
Excellent. Thank you.
As a follow-up on that item, what Director Tetra is referring to is our NPDES permit is up for renewal. It was up for renewal a couple of years ago, but there was a lawsuit that was filed by the cities of Tracy and Stockton having to do with a number of different things that affected our treatment facility as well. So that lawsuit had to be adjudicated prior to them finalizing our NPDES permit. So that's going forward now. So I got that information. I forwarded it to the board yesterday. I received an email this morning. We modified your permit. So there was a little bit of a modification to it. They're relatively minor modifications. I didn't quite understand the exact language that it was speaking, if you will. So I had our district engineer decipher it for me, and his response to me was, it complicates things a little bit, but it's still in our favor. We should be writing a letter to the water boards, essentially agreeing with what the new permit limitations are, and they are much more beneficial for us. And that information is posted on our website as well. There's a link to the state website. If it's not up, it will be up shortly.
I just want to congratulate you guys on the safety program and maintaining that, so we appreciate that. Thanks for the good report tonight.
Thank you.
You have a comment?
I do. All right. Brent, you year to date, 47,000 feet of sewer flushed, 21,000, I guess, in the last month. What's our total footage? How much is 47? How much have we gotten through?
What's a percentage of?
Well, we are trying to do 25% a year, which is 66,000 feet. So we're roughly about 18,000 feet from there, which is about 75% done, and we hope it'll be done by the middle middle of next month with all flushing. We do currently have a CCTV camera here, so we stand ahead of him about 10,000 to 15,000 feet, so he has plenty to do while he's here. He gets about 1,500 feet a day.
So we have about 250,000 feet of.
We have 50 miles of sewer line in the Discovery Bay area.
Over a quarter million. Okay. All right, thank you.
Our flushing program is 25% a year, so that's a little over 66,000 feet a year.
Okay.
And we're cameraing that 25%. We're going
to... Yeah, so we're going to put that on
a four-year
cycle, so we'll start back over in 4 years, and then during that time, we're recognizing hot spots that we'll maintain.
They use little small cameramen that go down in there and push these little...
Really?
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
It's a day job for the scrubbing bubbles.
All right, manager's report, please.
I was going to mention the NPDES permit. I won't mention that. What I did want to mention to the board, I think I mentioned you last week in my Friday letter to you, that the biosolids project has started. We had our pre-con last week with the contractor. And the construction team, Veolia's, Herwitt, and the district itself, and they should be out there this week doing some potholing, and next week or the following week they should begin moving equipment on site, so we should start seeing some work there. They've been doing their preliminary work. And I presented to each member of the board this evening a formal invitation for our Earth Day event that's coming up on the 21st. We're getting ready to release a press release more than likely tomorrow or Friday once that's finished up. And wanted to remind the public that it is on the website and to please come to our first annual Get Your Green on Earth Day event. And that's all I have this evening.
Rick, where do we stand with our hookup fee study?
Glad you asked. Actually, I am meeting with the consultant a week from Tuesday on that project. They got wrapped up in things, and we were finishing up the master plan, and so we got delayed. They are ready to get moving on it. We had to present to them, provide them a voluminous amount of information. They've been going through that and evaluating, and so they're now ready to meet with us. So that's taking place a week from Tuesday.
Can they give you a time frame when they'll be able to give us an answer?
Once we meet next week or week after, we should have a pretty good project schedule. They still want to complete it by May as part of the original plan.
The reason I'm asking is you've got developers and getting close.
Their plan is still to have it wrapped up by May. That may slip a little bit, but the plan is still, they're still shooting for May. They had to do a lot of legwork on their end that didn't involve us. We had to get them the information, and then they had to assemble it all and
dissect it. Yeah, we'll just keep us in the loop in April, please, if it slips at all.
If you could push this a little bit, we really do need this in May, because let's not get caught with a developer coming in before we get the study done.
Yeah.
That would be a little ugly.
Half price.
So it'll be a half price. More than.
All right.
More than. That's not going to make us.
Counsel, please.
Dan Schroeder's on vacation with his wife. It's a pleasure to be here, and I hope to come back again. Thank you. If you have anything, let me know.
All right.
Thank you. What's that?
That's your whole report?
That's my report.
I like it.
It's good. All right. Any committees to report on? Not at this time. Correspondence, any public records requests? Okay. Future agenda items?
None for me.
On future agenda, just to remind the board on the announcements for the board vacancy have been posted, as you know. And we are scheduled, the board is scheduled to make that appointment at their next meeting on the 4th.
Any new people step forward?
I have not received any new, any new applicants have expressed interest at this point in time.
Okay, well, appreciate it. All right, at this time, I'd like to adjourn our meeting.
Good job.